Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Deborah. How may I help you?
Yes, you've been charging my bank account $96 for the last couple 3 months. And I called last month and I asked them to take it off and stop sending anything. And I see a charge on there for yesterday.
Okay, if you would go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you give me your zip code, I'll be happy to look that account up for you real quick.
91342.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Donna Hallaby.
Okay, Donna, spell your last name for me, please, ma'am.
Halaby.
Thank you. Still trying to look that account up. Nine one three four two. Okay, I'm going to try your first and last name. Okay, see if we can pull it up that way, Donna. Hal.
Aby.
Aby. Would it be under another name, Donna?
No.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything. I may try your zip code again. Okay, go ahead and give me your email address and do it as an A as an apple, B as a boy.
Donna Hallaby at yahoo.com. DONNAHALABY at yahoo.com.
Okay, yeah, we first off start out with your zip code and try to pull you that way. And then your first and last name. And then your email address. And then sometimes the last four. But I'll try to go a little further with the zip code. I'm not pulling up anything under the email.
How about the dollar amount? 96.96 or something like that.
Okay, go ahead and give me the last four
Last four what?
of your card. That's the last that
Oh,
we.
I have no idea what it is.
You don't know the last card of your
It could be 3009.
3009. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Donna Gatrell. Not. Holiday, let me go down a little further.
Are you spelling my last name with an H? Okay.
H and then apple and then Larry and apple and B and Y.
Right.
Yes, and sometimes that happens. And of course, my supervisor just encourages you to reach out to your bank, of course. We are a third-party call center. We represent over 400 different companies. So every so often, we'll come across one that we are unable to pull up for some reason. But I'm going to try to look a little bit more. Just bear with me.
Can you tell me what the $96 is for?
I can until I find your account. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to do your zip code one more time. 91342. And I'm still checking. Okay, I cannot pull your account up. I am so sorry. I would, you know, advise you just to call your bank, and as my supervisor asked me to have you to do so, I did try under your zip code and your first and last name. And sometimes that happens. It's not to say that we won't be able to do that tomorrow, and you may be in here. It just every so often we'll have that to take place. So that's what, you know, I would just reach out to your bank.
So what am I supposed to tell my bank? To cancel it or what? What am I supposed to tell them?
Well, they are familiar with different types of situations. I you know, I can't find your account, so I can't give you any information without that. So that's just what my supervisor asked me to tell you, to give you that information, to reach out to your bank. And you told them that there was a charge. I'm not sure if it was us. We do represent over 400 different companies, and we are a call center, but usually we can pull you up. And so that's why we suggest that you reach out to your bank, because if it's us, we, you know, do show you in our system, or it would show.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. I called this number before and they found it. So, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, again, okay. In a couple of days.
That's fine. And thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.